Some people would say I was destined for all this killing when Uncle Frank came into my life. But it goes back further than that, to when my brother was born. John came out wailing like a banshee and didn't stop for months. It was my mum's fault, that. Her bad habits got him hooked on smack and coke before he was even born, poor bugger. She didn't care much that he was screaming. She slept and slept after he was born and let the nurses feed him from a bottle. "Your mum's very tired," one of them told me. I shrugged. Mum had always slept a lot, and I'd never thought much of it. I looked at the baby, his mouth open and tongue wriggling as he screamed. I noticed he used his old body to cry with. Looking back now, I wonder why the nurses didn't give him a bit of methadone or something to help him out, but they let him go cold turkey instead. What a way to come into the world. Never stood a chance, our John. I walked over to the cot, and I put my hand on his cheek. He tried to suck my thumb, but the nurse told me not to let him because of the germs, so I tickled his hand instead, and he grabbed my finger, clung to it with his old fist. Can't imagine that no more, John's hand fitting tight round my finger. But it used to.